Israel today accepted a plan by CIA Director George Tenet to end more than 8 months of violence with the Palestinians. Israeli officials said Tenet's proposal requires a complete end to hostilities, followed by a six-week cooling-off period. The Palestinians are expected to submit their response later in the day. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. The Israelis have accepted the Tenet proposal. What about the Palestinians?
Well, the Palestinians did have a meeting with Mr. Tenet today. They then held a second series of consultations with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, and it's not clear whether they will then hold another meeting with George Tenet or whether they will just publish their response in writing later today. But the Palestinians are expected to say that they have some serious reservations with the plan that's being offered by CIA Chief Tenet.
The two sides have different approaches to the plan, different understandings of what it's about.
Right. I mean, Israel said it had some reservations as well, but if the way Israel sees it is that the first stage is an immediate, unconditional cessation of violence, and that the CIA director's plan also calls on Palestinians to arrest dozens of suspected Muslim militants and to stop incitement in Palestinian media. Those have been key demands of Israel. Then there's going to be this six-week cooling-off period, and only then will they begin to talk about confidence-building measures such as an Israeli freeze on Jewish settlements. The Palestinians say that they want all of this as one package, that they want, instead of the proposal being offered by CIA Chief Tenet, they want the Mitchell Report. That is the report that was put together by former Senator George Mitchell, in which it called for a similar kind of a ceasefire and a cooling off period, but it specifically calls for a freeze on all building in Jewish settlements, which has been a key Palestinian demand. So the Israelis say they want a stage-by-stage process, with the first stage being a complete cessation of violence and Palestinian arrests. The Palestinians say that this whole thing must be a package, and everything must be done together. So they have very different ideas in the timetable of how this whole thing should work.
Is a complete end to the violence likely?
It's really hard to see that there will be a complete end to the violence. First of all, radical groups such as Hamas and Islamic Jihad have vowed to continue the violence. Since Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat announced a ceasefire about 10 days ago, there has been a sharp decrease in the violence, but it has not ended completely. Just today, there were several mortar attacks in Gaza. So without an end to violence by Hamas and Islamic Jihad, at the same time, on the Israeli side, you have increased frustration among Jewish settlers. Yesterday, a five-month-old baby who had been injured by a rock thrown by a Palestinian a few days earlier died. And at the funeral, Jewish settlers demanded that Prime Minister Ariel Sharon do more. And many Jewish settlers have said, well, if the government is not going to take care of us, we will take care of ourselves. So I think it's very hard to see that we're going to see a complete end to the violence. We have seen a decrease, but I think it's not going to end completely.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.